Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
And I'm overwhelmed with gratitude to say I officially accept your nomination to be Vice President of the United States of America.
We are now entering the final day of the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Tonight is the night former President Trump formally accepts his party's nomination again. WOKV Samantha Manning is live, and we heard from J.D. Vance last night some of the top takeaways and how the energy in the place.
Yeah, good morning, Rich. You know, this was really his chance to introduce himself to America, and that's really what he did last night. He focused a lot on his personal story. A lot of Ohioans had been familiar with it because of the Senate race, but not many Americans had known too much about it. He grew up with humble beginnings in small town Ohio. He talked about his mom who had battled with addiction. He did point out she's now 10 years sober, and that was a moment where, everyone in the audience had applauded. But talked about money struggles growing up, just those humble beginnings, and was a really big part of his story. He later went on to graduate from Yale Law School and become an Iraq War veteran. So his beginnings and his story is really a big part of this campaign and a big part of the image he's looking to get across to people right now. You're absolutely right. There was a lot of energy in the room, a lot of excitement from the delegates to hear from him.
In addition, go ahead. I'm sorry to cut you off there, Sam. Go ahead.
Oh, no, you're good. One of the things, aside from his personal story, of course, he was criticizing the Biden administration a lot in his speech and really wanted to draw comparisons between the Trump administration and the Biden administration. And he really went after him hard on economic policies and pointing out how it's been difficult for everyday Americans, especially in the Midwest, where he represents his constituents. And that's really important because he was talking about critical battleground states.
As I was listening to some of the coverage leading into his address, a lot of the analysts were saying that Vance needed to kind of lean into his background, which you said he obviously did. Did he lean into his inexperience in politics in general, and his overall inexperience being under the age of 40, the first millennial to be this high on a ticket?
So he didn't, he talked a lot about his experience, not so much pointing out that he doesn't have all that much experience, but I think he's looking to say that, look, I'm bringing a fresh voice here. Mm-hmm. I am a millennial. I'm the first millennial to be on a ticket this high. And he would point back to points in his life when he was in fourth grade and President Biden, or rather than Senator Biden, had made this decision. And when he was a sophomore in high school, then Senator Biden made another decision that he disagreed with. So he kind of pointed out how much younger he is than the other candidates here, and to say he's kind of been watching this unfold throughout his life and how that's been a reason and that's kind of inspired him to now get into politics.
Mm. Florida voices continuing to come up, and I know you had a chance to hear from Governor DeSantis and other Florida leaders yesterday. Any big takeaways that you had from that experience?
Yeah, when I was talking to Florida delegates yesterday, one of the questions I, of course, asked was their thoughts on the VP pick. And his personal story really resonated with the delegates that I talked to. They found it really important to hear about someone that can come from those humble beginnings and make it out the way that he did and become a successful senator and graduate from Yale Law School. And it's, even though he comes from small town Ohio, the Floridians I talked to said they could very much relate, right? Growing up and maybe low income and just having those struggles. So they were really excited to hear about his story, but also to learn more about him because they didn't know that much about him yet. So they were really looking forward to hearing from him.
I know I asked you yesterday and put you on the spot about the craziest hats that you've seen, but the thing that's standing out to me is the way that some delegates are rallying around the former president's health, and they're all getting the bandages on their ears as well. Are you seeing that around as well?
I've seen a little bit of that, not too much where I've been, but I think I've perhaps seen some images of coverage on the floor with some of the delegates. And perhaps tonight we'll see more of that because the former president will actually be speaking himself.
Indeed. We'll have coverage throughout the night. WOKV Samantha Manning, part of our live team coverage in Milwaukee with us this morning. Thanks, Sam. We'll hear from you through the rest of the morning. And our coverage will begin at 7 o'clock tonight.